Okay, so holding a Paragimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So last week we learned Sukim Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed, and we saw that the Gra said that these Psukim are connected to the Gimel Darkei Hashem that I mentioned at the beginning of the Sefer, which is Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Misharim. So Pasuk Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, he was Mefarish, he explained, is connected the Inyan of Tzedek. Pasuk Chav Tes and Lamed was connected the Inyan of Mishpat. And now Pasuk Lamed Aleph is connected Hu Neged HaMisharim. That's where we're up to. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So the Pasuk says, Al Tikane Be'ish Chamas Ve'al Tivchar B'chol D'rochav. Don't be jealous of a person who is a thief, and don't choose any of his ways. So the Gra says, "Al tekanehu neged hameisharim." This pasuk parallels connected the bechina of meisharim, which is straight, you know, the straight path, the straight way. So Oimer says, "Sh'al tekaneh be'ish hamemale beisik kesef zav mechamas." Don't be jealous of the person who fills up his house with silver and gold from robbery. He cheats, steals, and he fills up, you know, gets a very ends up being very wealthy. Don't be jealous of him. V'al tivchar b'chol drachov, and don't choose any of his ways. Afilu b'drachov atovim. The pasuk when it says b'chol drachov is coming to, in all his ways, is coming to include not even to take from his good ways, right? A person might be a thief, but he might have some good mahalchim, some good things, something that you might be able to learn from him. And the pasuk says, no, loy toimer, don't say eleich ve'elmad ma'asav atoivim. Don't say, I'm going to go and I'm just going to learn his good actions. You know, study him, analyze him, and take what's good and leave the bad. Ve'asara loy akabel, the bad I won't take, I won't receive. To that the pasuk says, Al tivchar b'chol drachov. Don't choose any of his ways. Ki toivosam shal rishoyim roha I etzel hatzadikim. Because the good of rishoyim is bad by the tzadikim. L'chayre the Gra is used, it seems, the Gra is using this expression of Chazal, right? This is a Gemara. Gemara Nivamos says that that even though there's Hano, let's say where the right by Esther, she was with Achashverosh, whether with the Rishayim or Vayal, right, with the Rasha, the Maisa, they have Hano from the Maisa of Bia. So it says no, Tovasan Rishayim Roha I Etzel Tzadikim. The fact that Rasha is having Hano, that already is bad. So there's no Hano for the Tzadik. So that's the expression, the way it's used in the Gemara.
So upset.
Yeah.
That counter.
There's no hana involved whatsoever. It's so disturbing to a tzaddik that the Rosh is having hana. There's nothing. So obviously, I think the Gros, I guess, you would say he's using these words of Chazal as a lashon mushal, as a borrowed expression in a different context. Somewhat the way, you know. Maybe derech drush, it could also be called, maybe that is called derech drush, where sometimes you could take the words of Chazal and insert into them a meaning which is different in the context that it's used. But you know, when you take those words itself, you can find a hidden meaning in it that has a different context to it. Okay, so Sevelas the Gros says, don't, the pasuk is saying, don't go and learn from even their good. Because whatever good you find by Russia is bad by a tzaddik. Stay away.
What do I mean by a tzaddik? According to the way he's using this sentence.
What
just bad. Not by tzaddik.
Well, it's a tzaddik meaning if you're a good person, right?
That's for them, it's bad. Like the Tevosa is just a fake news.
No, it might be good for them. It might, you know, when you take, everything is relative. I take a person who's You know, take a guy who's working and he learn and he's working a full day and maybe learning 4 hours a day. You take a person who's in Kohel, if he's only learning 4 hours a day, that's bad. Right? So it's relative to where the person's holding. So it could be that relative to that, to where that Rosh is holding, you know, he has some good points, but those that even that good, and it might really be good. But for you, that good wouldn't be good. That you know, whatever, I don't know how he behaves or how he, you know. Again, to me, it sounds like the Rosh is using this mostly in a bar context. This lashon, and then he's really just trying to say that don't be together at all. Don't try to learn from him. There's a okay. I think we'll leave it at that. So Lefishu. Neged Misharim, and because this is Keneged Misharim, Hakilu Tzedekul Mishpat Lachen Kala B'Pasuk Echad. So by the okay, I don't want to go into this. He's getting back to the structure of the Psukim, which he says, you know, Misharim we spoke about in the past, and we said that it's like the middle column, which kind of like connects the two columns, the two external columns, the right and left. So therefore, Misharim only has one Pasuk, as opposed to, because it's like inclusive of like the different columns. Okay, it's not, we're not going to get into that aspect of the grove here. Next pasuk. Ki toyavas Hashem nalois. Okay, so this is like kind of a new clause of psukim. Ki toyavas Hashem nalois versus sharim sodo. The one who nalois is the person who goes off the derech hayashar. He goes crooked. Because the guy who slants off, you know, goes crooked, that's abomination before Hashem. But as he shor him soida, and those who are straight, he reveals his secret to. Let's just read on a little bit till the end of the parak. Me'iras Hashem bebeis rasha, the curse of Hashem is in the house of a rasha. Unevei tzadikim yivarech, and the abode of the tzadikim will be blessed. Imla leitzim hu yalitz, right? If he scorns, to the scorners he will scorn, right? Hashem will scorn the scorners, right? Those who are, we'll see in the grok. V'la novim yitenchen, but to those who are humble, Hashem gives grace. Kavoyil chachamim yinchalu, the chachamim will inherit honor. Uchsilim meirim kolayin. And the fools, he will bring to them embarrassment and shame. Literally, he will raise with shame. We'll see in the Gra all this, but basically, this is like the next clause of Psukim. Let's see the Gra. Achshav choshev odar ba'advarim. Pasuk lamed beis in the Gra. So now, Shlomo Melech tells us he counts here four things. Veheim, and they are. Yishorim v'tzadikim v'anovim v'chachomim. Okay, four different types of people. Obviously, there could be an overlap, but you have yishorim, straight people, tzadikim, anovim, humble people, chachomim, smart people. Shnayim bein adam lamakom, u'shnayim bein adam labrias. Two of these expressions refer to bein adam lamakom in yanim, and two refer to bein adam labrias. Chachom v'tzadik. The lashonis of chacham, a wise person, and a tzaddik, that refers to bin adam lamakom, teira umitzus, referring to teira and mitzus. Chacham is the inyan of he's a chacham and teira, and tzaddik is a person that keeps the mitzvahs. Yashar va'anav, bein eli bein abriyas, and the yashar and the anav is an inyan of bin adam la chaveroi, right? Between a person and other people. Shehin b'midas tovos. That they have midas tovus, they're straight and humble. Those are midas tovus that come into play when interacting with other people. Ubekol echad chilufay, and with each one, it has the opposite. In the pasuk, it relates to the opposite of these, meaning the negative qualities, negative people. Harikan Asara, okay, again, this is Harikan Asara, Negad Asara, Sham al-Mala is again part of the structure. Ki Soyavas Hashem Nolois.
What's the 10?
Because he said before that there was six six things, right? Two of tzedek, two of mishpat, two of mesharim. And now he's doing another four. So in total, that's 10 things. And that parallels 10 things that he mentioned earlier in the parak. I don't want to get into this aspect of the. We want to focus on the
most
aspect. No. So, ki toyavas Hashem nalois, ki yashar hu ha'ilich b'derech ha'yashar. The straight person is the one who goes b'derech ha'yashar. He goes in the straight path. Ve'ein anoyte yemin u'smol. He doesn't turn off to the right or to the left. Ve'ipuchoy, and it's opposite. Hu ha'ilich b'derech ha'kum is the guy who goes in a crooked way. V'zeh ha'ilich b'derech ha'kum hu toyavas Hashem. The guy who goes in a crooked path, that's a abomination before Hashem. Avos Yisharim who ohev kol kach, but the Yisharim he loves so much, ad shegat megal lemesoida, to the point that it reveals to them his secret. She'ein derech legal lesoid ela ohev gadol. The derech is to reveal secrets only to a very, very great and big friend. So it's an amazing thing, right? Yashar is beina lebeina brius. Right? We're talking about somebody who just acts straight. He's straight with his fellow man. And that person Hashem loves so much that he reveals to him his secret. What exactly is that secret and what that means? I'm not clear. I don't know what that translates into. Right. Right. Well, you might have to also zero in and it can only be Usher and not the other Chacham and Tzaddik, so that you know that it's really coming from the Usher if you want to do this scientific experiment on this. But
my friend doesn't have kids and he said every 9 months you'll do one mitzvah. See which mitzvah is the one that's going to be the close.
Yeah. So I want to just add something over here to this inyan that he says about the Chacham v'tzadik. Okay, the Chacham v'tzadik. So the Goyin said over here that these are both Bein Adam l'Makom, Torah o mitzvos. So this is a very, very short, seven words in the Gra, but it is kedai for us to learn together a different piece of Gra in his Bir on Iyov, where he expands on the difference between the Chacham and the Tzaddik. Okay, so I'll read that. That's the Gra and the Bir on Iyov. Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, writes as follows. This is mavish, an amazing, amazing growth for a few different reasons. Omer Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom. Brings a Pasuk in Mishlei, later on in Mishlei, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Gil Yagil Avi Tzadik. Okay? The father of a Tzadik will rejoice. V'yoylid Chacham Yismach Boy. The one who gives birth to a Chacham we'll have simcha from him. We'll be samech with that chacham. So you have over here in the pasuk two expressions. You have a tzaddik, a father of a tzaddik, and a father of a chacham. And the difference between the tzaddik and the chacham is that the tzaddik's father is going to have gil, right? And the chacham's father is going to have simcha. Ki yeshev d'godu ben chacham ben tzaddik, says the Gra. There's a big difference between the chacham and between the tzaddik. The tzaddik stays in his level of dveikus with Hashem, and he doesn't switch his madrega. He's a dovok b'Hashem. He has a dveikus with Hashem, so he does them. We'll see in a minute. He's dovok b'Hashem, but he doesn't go higher and higher. He doesn't change madrega. Aval achacham yosef tamid al tvu nasai. But the Chacham will always add to his Tvuna. It brings this Lashon over there? No. Oh, okay. So the Chacham will always add to his understanding. K'maimer, like the Maimer of the Pasuk, Yishma Chacham v'yosef lekach. That the Chacham hears, and he adds to that lekach. He understands more. V'nemar, and it says, in the Pasuk in Daniel, Yoiv Chachmas alechakimin. Hashem gives chachma to those who already have chachma, to the chachamim. V'shir ha'kosev kachol. So now the Gra explains that this is the way you have to understand the pasuk. Gil yagil avi tzadik. Rotzo lo'ima. Meaning, Ki kasher yamoid bonu bnoi b'tzidkosoi, when his son will stand in his tzidkus, in his righteousness, in his tzidkus, v'yase tomid mitzvahs, and he'll always do mitzvahs. So you see over here the same thing we just saw in our pasuk in Mishlei, that the tzaddik is somebody who does mitzvahs. Tzidkus refers to mitzvahs. What's that?
He says that it's same idea.
That's what I said. In these words, it's in short. That's what I want to say. It's an expanded form, right? That the tzaddik is the one who does mitzvahs. But lo yechadish ba'uma, and that won't be mechadish anything. There's not going to be anything new to this person as far as madrega goes. Because the mitzvahs are not going to be mechadish, not going to make like a new.
He brings it down in the pasuk of Gil Yogin.
Right, Gil Yogin and Mishle, yeah.
Yes.
And not going to take away. Kimaimer al toisev v'chulei. Hine yogil bayoviv. So person that tzaddik who's doing all his mitzvahs, yogil bayoviv, his father will rejoice with him. Ki gilo hi aldover tmidi b'emshech hazman. Oh, the whole entire thing is over there in Mishle?
Most of it, I think.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So, ki gilo hi aldover tmidi b'emshech hazman. Because gilo, right? What's the difference between gilo and simcha? Gilo is something that's continuous. As time goes on, it continues. Avo v'yoyl chacham yismach boy. But the v'yoyl chacham yismach oviv, because that son to the Chacham is always going to be revealed new inyanim and sweet inyanim, the yismachav b'chol eis, and the fathers are going to constantly be getting happy shushameh chidushei b'noi, because he hears the chidushim of his son. Ki asimcha tosav al davar chadosh, the word simcha, happiness, that always refers to something that is new.
Isn't that
Sasan? Sasan is another aspect of it, but no, not for our purposes, as far as the pair up of Gila versus Simcha. V'chein Neymar, so first of all, so what do we just see now? So he says, the tzaddik, since his, to be a tzaddik means that you just constantly do mitzvahs. And constantly doing mitzvahs doesn't change your madrega, it's very good. You're obviously scoring points. You're obviously coming closer to Hashem and being mischazik in your dveikus every time you do a mitzvah. But it's not going to change your madrega to like another level. So therefore, the father of a tzaddik will rejoice, yagil, because gil is on something that is continuous. It's a continuous, it's a happiness of something like, that's a, you know, he's happy, that's a continuous state, and that's what gila goes on. Gila is the happiness of a continuing happiness, a continuous, which is less than simcha. Simcha is on some, is a happiness of something that's always, there's something new. Every, like when you get something new, that's a much, much starker happiness, and that happiness is called simcha, a more powerful experience of happiness. So, and that, the father of Chacham is going to always have, because he's going to constantly be hearing the chidushim of his son, and the chidush, that really is like another level, another darga. That's like a whole different, it's a climb.
Why is it connected to dargas? I mean, both of them are getting to higher dargas through the Isaac of Mitzvahs. Dargah is closest to Hashem. What do you mean by dargas?
Yeah, okay, I'm throwing, it's true, the Grod does not use that Lashon Madrega. I'm throwing that in, really, because it's clear that if a person does more mitzvahs, so he's adding more zchuyos. So when the Grod says, v'lo yechadish ma'uma,
he means relatively to Chochmah, no? Relatively to Chochmah. It doesn't chadish. He's doing what's there, what's
meaning,
presenting.
He's not being mech, yeah, okay.
In himself. In the chidush of a person, he's not mechadish. His chuyas is up there. It's the cheshman of Shemayim. In the growth of the person, he's not mechadish more than what there is. There is the mitzvah for us to do, no? I mean, I don't think that
would be the pshat, because the Torah also, right, if he has chidushim, it doesn't always necessarily have to be his chidush. It could be that
every understanding in Torah is a chidush in the person.
Oh, but it's not necessarily a chidush that's not here in the world already and it's not already here.
In his understanding, it's not.
No, every mitzvah, a person does shluch haken the first time in his life, right? We make a shechiyano, but it's still going to only be called gila, like the person's doing mitzvahs. It's like, so I understand what he means is the way I understand it is that it's not changing the person, you know, like if you want to say it, I don't know how to say, maybe be'echus, maybe it's changing be'kamos, you know, he's getting scoring points, he's getting more, but he's still, it's the same relative, that's why I use the word madrega, he's still on the same relative level, whereas a person getting Torah and he's always getting chidushim, that's like a qualitative, you know, not just like a quantitative milo, but it's a qualitative milo. He's like getting a whole new level in him.
What you're saying it because what hurts, what's disturbing to you?
Like, yeah, to say that mitzvah. The mitzvahs are not mechadish and not gereya, right? Was it not gereya? Like, if you didn't do the mitzvahs of avada, it's gereya.
Because the mitzvahs are there, the mitzvahs are in the world. Kinei mitzvah v'tei ro'er. The mitzvahs are ne'er. It's there. The oil is something which overflows.
Right, but you have to, if you only get that ne'er if you do the mitzvah. I understand what you're saying. You're saying that
another darg of his chachos. It's relatively. It's not like the Peshut mitzvah adds chuyos and adds in a person. If the person did it, thousands of people can do shiduch hakem, but there'll be one missing if you don't do the shiduch hakem.
Right.
For sure, you add it, but there's relatively. A renewing through Torah, which that's, it's not in the world, and you bring it in through you.
I hear. So you're saying that it's not in the person, it's just not a chiddush in the world. That's really what you're saying. The mitzvahs aren't a chiddush in the world. You can't ever have more or less mitzvahs. There's always the same amount of mitzvahs. And the Torah, you can... Every like whatever the Torah, you could bring in chidush mamish, like something that
I didn't define it. Yeah. In myself, I didn't yet define.
Okay,
but
so
I'm just saying it's a relatively thing which I can understand without defining it even.
I can't understand without defining it. So I don't know what that. I think that, I mean, the way if I'm understanding, you know, Yosef Lekach on what you're saying, it would be that the Torah we could. You can actually bring down chidushim maybe that weren't here, because like we have this concept, right, by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He was mekabel kol Torah kula, but nevertheless he was mekabel kol Torah kula and he was given kol masha talmud vosik osid lechadish, right? It's like almost a tie to disaster. So on the one hand he was like told what's going to be, but on the other hand it's not yet in the world because it's only osid lechadish. That the Talmud in the future is going to be, and that's the way some of the Svarim explain. I mean, really, it's an uncle story. Maybe the Koil, it says by Har Sinai, the Koil Lo Yosef. So one of the right, Lo Yosef is didn't continue, or like Posak, it didn't stop. Meaning that the Koil of Har Sinai is continuously going for every Talmud Vosik that's going to be Mechadish Torah. That Torah is coming in Taka from Har Sinai, but it hasn't yet been here. So maybe using that, you know, that background, we could say, like you're saying, that the Torah is being brought in. A chacham can bring in new giluyim, really, new chiddush. That's taka, not even in the world b'chlal. That as opposed to mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are all here. But here he's bringing a new level of chiddush that wasn't yet here. Now you have it. Perhaps that could be a. Okay, it could be. I'm not.
It really looks also not connected to the person. Like
huh?
in the way it sounds from the way the Gro is saying it, at least what I see here.
Where is it in the.
Same pasuk. It looks like it's.
Wait, which one? Which pasuk?
Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet.
In Mishle.
Mishle.
Chav Gimel. Dalet.
He begins explaining the difference between Gila and Simcha. That's the Timidi thing. And then in the middle he goes on.
There's Chabur Shores Bemuchash, the whole Musa.
I would say, yeah, except that then he says, B'shem Chacham Baal Ish Oisik B'Torah Mechadish Chidushim Tamid B'Torasi, B'Noisaf Etzlo Tamid. Like the Etzlo sounds again that it is going on the person, not just in the world. I don't know. It could be that both things are going on. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure where's the.
No, but Noisaf it's let Tommy Pshitus. Like the physical. The mitzvah is not
that. She said, Bo Alish Ha'isi B'Torah Mechadish Gun Tommy B'Torah Soi. That's it. Like, you know, what's why, well, v'noisef tamid, why v'noisef etzloi tamid? What's like the by the tzaddik, it said a tzaddik shmo yikore ala isha oisa mitzvahs tamid v'lo yichadish klal. So I would say it's a raya.
He didn't say v'lo yichadish etzlo.
Oh, that's how I would say that's a raya to the way you're saying that it just means and it makes sense. Ke mitzvah v'lo yichadish v'lo yigu, like, and then he brings lo yisoisef. That, yeah, there's an isser to be moisef mitzvahs. I think that works very nicely with what you're saying. There's an isser to be moisef mitzvahs. So avada, the mitzvahs can't be mechadish anything or to be goyer, right? But then when he goes on to the side of the chacham, over there he does throw in the word v'noisef etzloi tamid.
Yeah, so here, Goofy, you have a steer. So, I mean, that's why I was saying it still sounds like that he's not trying to push it, to push in that there's a chiddush in the purse. That's for sure there is. Maybe you can understand it through his words, but from the diuk up, loy chadash klal, he doesn't say it's loy. I mean, first of all, he's saying the difference, I don't know. And it gets on.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, so Maisa, what it comes down to is, right, however we're going to understand it, whichever one of these two Ifanim, maybe we'll get more Ifanim, and you know, it could be that they're all included in it, that's the truth, but the Iker is that by Chacham, you see that the Chacham is the Bechina of Torah, and the Tzaddik is the Bechina of Mitzvahs, and therefore there's Simcha by the Chacham, and there's only Gila by the Tzaddik. And then the Gra continues over there in Iyov, V'chei Nemer, and so it says, Nogila v'nismecha boy. Two Lashonos. Hagila boy tia kasher nizkalis adam mizif shkinos et tamid bli hafsek. The Gila is going to be when we are zeicha to have pleasure from the Shechina continuously without pause. V'asimcha, in other words, loss of love. V'asimcha tia al yidei ischachos chidushi teira v'skalos kesev desead in kates. And the simchas are going to be on the new Chidushi Torah that's going to be constantly going, the new revealing of the depths of the Seydus HaTorah, the Aden Kates, infinitely. And if the pleasure of Olam Haba was only in the same matziv, the same maimed, the same bechin at all times, like a continuous thing, then the oinig, the pleasure and the sweetness of it wouldn't be felt. I say only at the beginning when you first get it. Like you see, in, you know, I see an oinig v'olam hazeh. You know, we mentioned in the past, right? The guy gets a fancy car. He's all excited. He's been collecting. He's been wanting this for the last, you know, few years. He finally gets it. Like a week later, it's
that's
already.
That's really the simple goes, no?
Huh?
That's really because even the anah goes. Not just that it's
well, why? He's driving the same car he was driving a week ago. Why is that not gone? Still a comfortable car.
2010 models, not 2009 models.
Yeah, okay. So that's...
This here it says the example of a Ben. A Ben, yeah. Is really, you have a simple old time. It's not Morgash. It's just Gil, he says.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so that's what he's saying. That
no, it's something not like Gashmir, not this. Even a real thing that has to bring in it, I know.
Yeah.
Just you don't have the simcha. Just for a second.
Yes, on the first second you have a simcha, but but the continuing matzav you won't have it. So he's saying that in Olam Haba, if it wasn't for the fact, right, if it was just like having a single whatever it is, even Olam Haba, you wouldn't have an oinig from that. Aval inyan tiny shel Olam Haba, ye noisef becholis b'tei shefes hasagas el kusi zborcho oimik terasa bli kates. Unbelievable. The inyan of the tiny of Olam Haba is that at every moment there's going to be an additional attaining of the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're going to have a new hasag of Hashem and the depth of Hashem's Torah infinitely, all the time. And every time we're going to know Him more and more. And there's going to be this yearning of the nefesh is going to get more powerful all the time to be mizdabik in the Rebbeinu Shel more and more.
The why is that?
That's part of the oinig. That's part of the part of the tesefes.
That's how you can in ham menucha. That's how you can in ham menucha. Always.
Oh yeah.
The more oinig you have.
Hey, once I was saying the tia oidefes by leches rega chareg. It's going to get more and more moment after moment. That's what Chazal called the Sudas of Yasan. Obil of Yasan, the beer of Yasan. The word of Yasan is Inin Dvekus. Is Inin Dvekus. K'may Liv Yaschein, which is right, something that's Dovah. V'zeh beer, Liv Yasan, zeh yatzat l'sachik boi. Rotz loimu ke ha-schoik, he simcha pit'omit ha-magas l'odam. Schoik is the sudden simcha that gets to a person. V'chein anachnu k'asher novi v'nasig yidiyosi yizbor chidiyah chadosha b'chol pam v'pesa pisoi. So therefore, when we're going to understand and be masik the idea of Hashem with a new idea every time, suddenly, more and more and more, what you can't do when we're in a body, on that you could say l'sachik boy, which is shunayfa simcha pitomit, which goes on simcha pitomit. So that's mamish a beautiful going that you see, like the gevaldik geshmak of first of all Torah that has continuous, that revives a person, refreshes a person. There's every time you have a new clarity, right? Like somebody mentioned here, right? Every time you get a clarity in something, Chaim Volozhin said that that's a geder of chiddush. Each person has his own way of like saying it, their own way of thinking about it. That's also a chiddush, a tesef for simcha by the person. But those are the two bechinas of Torah mitzvahs, chacham and tzaddik. Okay, we'll stop here. What's that?
I thought the limitation of Hanol that is only initially is that.
Right, you see that. Yeah, you see that even in the Olam Haba, that the geshmak of Olam Haba is that it's non-stop getting more and more, new levels at all times.